and it was a treacherous morning for some drivers in the Northeast. Not nearly as bad as yesterday, though. Black ice caused hundreds of car crashes and at least 5 deaths. Doyle Rice covers weather and climate for USA Today. He's with us from his office in McLean, Virginia. Doyle, what happened?
Yeah, it was what they called a flash freeze late Saturday night into early Sunday morning, and that was in the Northeast. And it was just a matter of a couple degrees of temperature. It was raining, a very light rain, and it was just below 32 degrees. And in some of the colder parts of the Northeast, and on the bridges and overpasses and some of the highways, the roads turned into a sheet of black ice.
Well, tell us what the difference between black ice and any other kind of ice is.
Well, it's actually, it's not black. It's kind of a misnomer. It's actually clear, of course, and it's just that it's the black from the pavement and the asphalt that is the only thing that people can actually see. And the glaze itself can be as little as an eighth of an inch, even less than that. And that's amazingly enough to turn roads that have not been properly treated into, just literally skating rinks.
How common is black ice?
Unfortunately, it is pretty common, especially late in the evening and early in the morning, and it can happen really anywhere in the country where you have temperatures that drop below 32 degrees. And it's either freezing rain is one of the ways it can happen, or it can just be melting snow and ice that may have built up during the day, and then it melts during the day and then refreezes at night. So it doesn't necessarily have to be raining for black ice to form.
And obviously the best advice is to stay off the roads when this kind of condition exists, but is there anything people should know about driving on black ice if they happen to find themselves caught in a situation where there is black ice on the roads?
Yeah, it's just, hard to say, but you're not supposed to hit the brakes. You're instead just to keep your steering wheel steady. Stepping on the brakes will cause you to lock up and go flying. But you're supposed to lift your foot off the accelerator and then don't overcorrect your steering if you feel your car sliding.
Are you expecting more black ice conditions in the Northeast in the days ahead, or is the worst behind us at this point?
It looks for this particular outbreak for the last couple of days, it does appear to be the worst behind us. But there's actually another system that's kind of moving across the country, and it again could drop just enough. And if it happens early in the morning or overnight, this again would be in parts of the Northeast again, could be seeing it another problem on Wednesday morning. And one thing that over the weekend, it was not a work day. It was not a rush hour day. So hopefully there were fewer people on the roads. And if it happens on a regular work day at a rush hour, it can be an absolute nightmare.
Now, Doyle, at the risk of boring our listeners in Southern California and South Florida, I want to ask you, this has not been a very difficult winter so far. Is that expected to continue, at least here in the Northeast?
Yeah, we did have a bit of a break there, and much of December was a fairly mild month. It was one of the milder Decembers the country's had in quite some time. And then we did get a bit of a cold spot there at the beginning of January. And then just in the last couple of days, it's gotten mild again. And it looks like for the next at least week or so, some of the worst of the Arctic air that can cause some of our worst outbreaks is still hanging around up in Canada. So most of the country's in a bit of a January thaw this week. And it looks like the pattern could be shifting again towards the last week of the month there. But, we're certainly not out of the woods yet. So don't put the parkas away just yet.
Doyle Rice, who covers weather and climate for USA Today. Doyle, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.